Note, this episode contains verbal humiliation between consenting adults. Please listen at your own discretion.
Welcome to Audio Desires, a safe space for erotic audio experiences, empowering happier, healthier sex lives. We created this podcast for you to listen to samples of our erotic stories. For more stories like this, please visit audiodesires.com and sign up for a free account today.
Well, to us.
Yes, to us. The bar is crowded tonight. There must have been a show at the venue down the street. It always gets a little crazy right after. You and I are tucked into our favourite corner at the table furthest away from the speakers and near the back patio door. This should feel like a normal Friday night, but it definitely doesn't. Not for me, at least. And likely not for you either. Usually, it's just you and me here having cheap cocktails and chatting about our day or what we want to have for dinner this weekend. But tonight, we've got different plans. We're waiting for someone. Someone who we met online.
Are you really sure you want to do this?
Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, we can take it slow, and if we don't like it, then we just cancel. Right?
Of course. What's most important is that all three of us are comfortable and having fun. If either of us, you, me, or him, aren't, then of course we'll stop right away.
I thought I was okay with this when we were talking with this guy on the app a few days ago. But now that it's about to happen, I'm getting nervous. Really nervous. I'm not sure that I want to share my beautiful wife with someone else, much less a stranger. I have to remind myself that this is just as much my fantasy as yours. We discovered this shared interest in you getting fucked by another man not long ago. And that was partially born out of the fact that we're both a little submissive in bed. I'm tempted to suggest that we just cancel and head home.
Hey.
I look up from my drink to find a tall man wearing black jeans and a plain white t-shirt hovering beside our table. Yep, that's him. Well, no turning back now. Oh, hi. Are you,
Oh, hey. Yeah. Glad you're here.
He reaches down to hug you, and you quickly get to your feet. The embrace is a little longer than necessary. You stay standing beside him and have to tilt your head up to reach his gaze. I stay in my seat, unsure what to do with myself. Finally, he looks over at me and holds out his hand for me to shake. His eyes are narrow and there's a look of something in them. Triumph, maybe? Like he's just performed some kind of conquest? I've always battled a bit of social anxiety in my life, and this situation is no different. I have no idea what to say, but he quickly takes the reins.
So, what did you have in mind for tonight?
Well, like we were talking about yesterday, my husband and I...
You glance down at me for a single second before returning your attention to him.
We have a really nice sex life, but sometimes I want something a little rougher, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
So we thought we would invite someone else to join us in bed, just to try something new.
His smile grows, and he lets his eyes wander over your body, which he obviously likes. I squirm a little in my chair, just watching him look at you.
All right, well, how about we continue this conversation somewhere a little more private?
You can hardly take your eyes off this handsome stranger. It's hard to know what I'm feeling right now, but my mind keeps flashing with images of this guy fucking you. Up against the wall, bent over the bed. and me just watching him give you what you've been craving. You glance back to me and nod, excitement in your eyes. I give you back a small, reassuring smile. No turning back now. The three of us leave the bar together, although I'm a bit isolated, walking behind you two. When we get to the hotel room, he sits down on a small love seat and pulls you down beside him. There's no room for me, so I drop down into an armchair a few feet away. I knew that tonight would mostly involve me watching and not participating, but I'm starting to feel a little turned on just watching you two. His hand sits gently on your knee and slowly caresses upwards. His fingers trail across your thigh.
Hey.
You meet each other's gaze, and it's like the sexual tension between you two is physical. Like I can reach out and grab it.
So, listen. I love playing a dominant role in bed, but I'm only into women, not guys. Especially not guys who don't know what they want or how to properly give their girlfriend pleasure.
I know I should feel insulted, but actually I feel kind of turned on. The idea that I haven't been pleasing you and he's now going to show me how to do it. Fuck. It's really hot. You look over at me with an almost apologetic smile. I can tell you want to keep going. You're just making sure that I'm okay with this.
I'll make you a deal. I'll fuck you better than anyone has ever fucked you tonight. Better than you've been fucked in your wildest dreams. And your little friend here can watch us both. If you're lucky, you might even learn a thing or two.
Thanks for listening to this sample of an Audio Desires original story. If you find yourself wanting more, visit audiodesires.com and access your free account to listen to some full versions of our stories. If you want to get notified about every new story we release, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. We look forward to bringing your most intimate fantasies to life.